Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Consistency Over Noise, Why Real Teacher Leaders Don't Need to Be Loud. And this one matters because in teaching, leadership is not about who talks the most, who stands out the most, or who commands the room the loudest. Y'all, it's not. It's about who shows up steady, who students can count on, who colleagues trust, and who keeps doing the right thing long after the excitement wears off. Before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, supportive teachers at Winnebago. I tell you, the people who show up every day for kids, not for recognition, not for attention, but because their hearts are rooted in service, y'all. Their consistency, it shapes our culture more than anything else. Second thing I'm thankful for, snow boots, because they help us navigate winter safely. They help keep our feet warm and make sure that school days can still happen, even going out in at home, playing in the snow, whether we as teachers go out and play with our kids, or our own children go out and play, or our students can go out on the playground. Snow boots are just great, and they can make it a whole lot more pleasant in the middle of the Midwest, where, the temperatures can drop and the snow can get deep. There's nothing like some good snow boots. Good trusted snow boots. Third thing that I'm thankful for, music videos. Boy, they can bring joy, creativity, and inspiration. I've been really trying to get back into them, pulling them up on YouTube, some different music videos. I love them. I've used them for my classroom. I've used them. I've actually shared some with my own children. And sometimes they just touch my own heart too, y'all. Sometimes a 3-minute video can just lift our whole day. And if you don't ever check out music videos on YouTube, easy way to check out some music videos. You don't need like MTV or anything like that. YouTube, I know on other social media you can probably check them out too, but where I am able to see them super easy is this YouTube, y'all. So I'm thankful for them. And there's a couple go-to songs that are inspiring that I go back to and watch the music videos tied to them. It gives me a pick-me-up, y'all. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Main topic here is consistency over noise. Why real teacher leaders don't need to be loud. So here's the thing. Loud doesn't equal leadership. There's a misconception in schools that the most outspoken people are the most effective leaders. But real leadership, the kind that lasts, y'all, it is grounded in consistency. Consistent tone, consistent expectations, consistent presence, consistent follow-through. Students trust consistency more than charisma. They do. That's just the bottom line. Now, let's talk about the quiet leader effect. Some of the strongest leaders in any building are actually the quiet ones. They don't need attention. They don't need a title, and they don't need a spotlight. They lead through reliability. They model excellence without announcing it. Their steadiness, y'all, becomes like an anchor for others. And so your quiet actions can speak louder than any speech ever could. let's talk about consistency and how it builds psychological safety. Kids, they learn best when they know what to expect, when the adults won't suddenly explode, routines feel stable, consequences feel fair, classrooms feel predictable. So think about this. Safety builds trust, and trust builds learning. Think about that. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. Safety builds trust, and trust builds learning. Loud leadership may get compliance, but consistent leadership gets commitment, y'all. And so consistency is harder than intensity. Anyone can be intense for a moment. Anyone can deliver a great lesson once. Anyone can get fired up for a random Wednesday. But very few can show up steady, stay patient. Very few can build habits, keep their word, remain the same person on hard days and good days. Y'all remember that. Consistency is the quiet discipline of real leaders, y'all. That's huge. That is huge. That is powerful, y'all. So students, they mirror the adults they see the most. See, if kids see adults who are calm, they learn calm. If kids see adults who are steady, they learn steadiness. If kids see reactive, they learn reactivity. If kids see adults who are predictable, they learn self-regulation. Your tone becomes their tone. Your habit becomes their habit. Your consistency becomes their consistency. And so I will say, with leadership in schools isn't a title. It's a pattern. You lead every time you do things like you model grace, or if you keep your word, you reset without shaming others. You stay calm during chaos. You show kids that they matter. Every time that you treat every student with dignity and you collaborate with kindness, it creates that pattern that is powerful. Patterns are so powerful in the classroom. Leadership is not a position. Leadership is a rhythm. And consistency sets that rhythm, y'all. Small acts, they add up to legacy. Your consistent choices, the tiny ones you think no one notices, are shaping students. They're shaping colleagues. Y'all, they are shaping culture. 1,000 small consistent actions, they often matter more, y'all, than one grand moment, y'all. They do. So as I do a reflective closing here, leadership isn't loud. Leadership is steady. It is. It's steady. And if it's the teacher kids trust to show up the same way every day. It's the colleague who is reliable, calm, and grounded. It's the adult who doesn't need applause to do the right thing. Consistency is a superpower, y'all, and one that quietly shapes classrooms. It changes kids and strengthens schools, y'all. So I have to say to y'all, keep showing up. Keep being steady. Keep being the leader who rises by being reliable, not by being loud, y'all. I hope this episode brought value to you. If it did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.